Hello and welcome back to the Icons of Sin. Chris, how are you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, man. Bit tired, but not too bad.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm doing all right, man. Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, doing good. Looking forward to this. Like you said, it's been, what, 3 weeks since we recorded? But it feels like it's been ages. It feels way longer than that. But, you know, how are you getting on?
Not too bad. Obviously, started my first job since I've been back in Bristol.
Yeah, how are you finding it, man?
Well, obviously, I've been out of construction for a while, so it's taken a bit of a while for my body to get used to it. Because mainly, most of the week, we've been carrying... I spent at least 4 out of the 5 days carrying plasterboard up 2 flights of stairs all day, and they're 50 kilos each.
That's a pretty good workout, dude.
I've got bruises on my shoulders from where I've been carrying them.
Oh, man.
But it's good to be back in work.
Yeah, man. And selfishly, it's nice to have you back in Bristol. it's good stuff. We should meet up again soon. It's been a while, actually.
I get I get my first paycheck next week, so I'll actually be able to do stuff.
Yeah, we should try and hook up soon and catch up in person.
The hatchet's dog friendly, isn't it? So I could bring rocks along.
It used to be. I'm assuming it still is. I guess we can find out anyway. But let's do that. We can talk video games in person, which is always nice.
Yeah.
But speaking of video games, that's why we're here on the Icons of Sin. What have you been playing, Chris?
I've been playing a lot of Age of Empires 2.
Well, that's good, because that brings us on to our topic in a moment. What have you been doing in Age of Empires 2? Are you working your way through the campaigns, or are you just playing some skirmishes?
A bit of both. I am working my way through the campaigns. I finished one of the African campaigns. No, two of the African campaigns.
Right.
One of them took several attempts.
Uh-huh.
Because it was on the last mission. You had to, like, obviously this guy, you've pushed him out and he's, like, ran back to his fortress. So
okay,
you've got to, like, build up an army.
You need to lay siege to the fortress, yeah?
Yeah, but the first time I was doing it, I was, like, building up this massive army. I had a massive navy, and it must have been when I went to the lure to grab a drink and left it running just to gather resources, that I didn't notice that they had built a wonder. I literally hit my population limit. I was sending this massive army in, and it just popped up like, "You've been defeated." I was like, "Wait, what? What happened there?" And I had to go back on the replay, and I didn't notice the little wonder.
So the wonder was one of the victory conditions, was it? And they just sneakily built it and won. Oh man!
But I managed to do it. I just sort of went in with a massive navy. First of all, got rid of all their docks and any buildings nearby. It just left my navy there. So if they tried to build anything, it was pointless.
Yeah.
And the map's kind of like a big horseshoe.
Okay.
You start on the right, they're on the left. Mm-hmm. But it does all connect. So I found just out of reach of their gates and built an absolute shitload of castles. And
like, so they just couldn't even leave their walls.
Yeah, and had some trebuchets walled off and towered off, like, just there. So even if they tried, like, to use a trebuchet or anything, mine would get them first.
Yeah.
And just sort of sat there until I upgraded absolutely everything and then just stormed in.
Nice. Nice. Oh, good stuff. Have you been playing anything else?
I have, but my mind's gone blank.
Okay.
Oh, I've been playing some Star Wars The Old Republic.
The MMO version?
Yes.
How are you finding it? I never really gave it a go, but it looks pretty fun.
It's all right. It's controls are a bit weird. Obviously, I'm still getting used to keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you getting there now, do you think?
I'm getting there. I haven't really played any, like, FPS games, which is what I used to play quite a bit.
Since Left 4 Dead, I guess.
Yeah, since Left 4 Dead. We still need to finish.
We do, and we got Halloween coming up. I was thinking maybe we should do something like that around that time.
Left 4 Dead Halloween live stream.
Yeah.
I need to get back into streaming on Twitch, because obviously with everything that's been going on in my life.
Oh, yeah, man, it's been busy.
It's been busy, and I haven't been, like, mentally prepared to stream. But
yeah,
now I'm starting to settle back in Bristol, I think I think it's time to start streaming again.
Yeah, man. And of course, you've got Rox living with you now. She's here full time.
Yeah, she's chewing holes in her blankets.
Well, you know, that's what dogs do, man.
Well, she destroyed one of her pillows the other night.
Oh, dear. She
picked it up from her bed and like took it downstairs. I went down about a half hour later and
there was just nothing left.
There was just stuffing everywhere.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she's healing up quite nicely after her operation.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
She's definitely got her energy back.
Yes, I saw some videos. Nice, man. Well, I've been playing a couple of games lately. I got right back into MechWarrior 5 Mercenaries. Their latest updates have made that game awesome. It's the sandbox Mercs MechWarrior game that I wanted when I bought it. You know, probably the last game I bought full price was MechWarrior 5 Mercenaries 2 years ago, and it was okay. But to be honest, I should have waited because, like, the latest updates they did about half a year ago completely fixed the game, and now it's everything I wanted it to be on launch. So I should have just waited and saved me money. But right back into that, been playing a lot of Mech 5.
Nice.
And also, I got back into Prey. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but
I can't remember.
I'd written off Prey. I got it very cheap on a Steam sale, as you do. It was like £2 or something. And I didn't really get into it, Prey 2. There was something about it I didn't really... Well, I don't like the monsters. I thought the monsters were really generic. But having given it another chance, because a few people said to me, dude, that game's amazing. You need to give it another go. The story and the world building in Prey 2 is fantastic and kind of makes up for the lack of interest I have in the enemy types and the monsters. It's effectively like System Shock. It's like basically a kind of a System Shock ripoff, or like kind of like Dead Space a little. So it's that kind of game, but it's really fun, and it's got really amazingly well crafted world. And also, I found a game the other week that I have spent so many hours on. If I had Steam open, I would tell you how many hours I've spent because it's been a lot. But it's called Severed Steel, and it's an FPS. It kind of looks like, trying to explain the visual style, it almost looks like Tron in some ways.
Okay.
And effectively you play as like a secret agent, and she, I assume she's like a spy or a secret agent or an assassin. She's a badass anyway. And you basically wake up in you're in a prison cell, and you've lost your arm. Your arm's been cut off. And you basically break out of this prison cell and just start storming your way through from the prison cells all the way to the top to kill the CEO of this evil corporation. Basically the whole gimmick of Severed Steel is bullet time. You know, it's been done a million times before, but my God, it's so addictive. It's the most addictive game. I think I completed the game in like one or two sittings. I just played and played and played until I completed it. And then it's got all of those kind of arena levels, like all of the levels you complete, you can then start doing for challenges and different things like that. It's kind of a one-trick pony in that, you know, you have the bullet time, but basically the more headshots you get, the longer the bullet time continues for, so you can just stay in bullet time. It's like John Woo constantly. You're just diving through windows, diving through things, slow motion. You can steal weapons off people by sliding past them. You can slide into them, knock them over. It's great fun. So that's been great. There's something I love about an arcadey kind of game, you know, when it's just points and I'm like, can I beat my last score? Can I get even better? I love stuff like that. So yeah, Severed Steel has been taking up a lot of my time.
I can't remember if I mentioned last time, but you know, I was doing the testing for Synced Off Planet.
You did? It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's finished now, the testing, but I think I mentioned it last time, but it's so good.
You the said it you, like, said you were going to be getting it when you could afford to.
Definitely. There's the mechanic where you can like take over like kind of like sentient robot things, like, and use them to attack other hordes and stuff. It's so good.
Yeah, it sounds awesome, man. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, and you know how I haven't really had Age of Empires that long.
Oh, dude, you've made the most of that purchase already, I reckon.
106 hours already.
Well, there you go. There you go. It paid for itself. And it brings us nicely onto our topic for today. Which, you know, I was thinking of a topic the other day. I was like, I can't think of a topic. And then I suddenly thought, there's a lot of remakes and remasters coming out these days. So let's talk about remakes and remasters. What we like about them, what we don't like about them. Games we would like to see remastered. All of that stuff. So if you want to kick it off, I guess we could kick it off with Age of Empires. Because, you know, definitive edition, the HD... I mean, I think Age of Empires 1 and 2, certainly 2, has been remastered several times over the years. But the version we've got now is amazing. The attention to detail, they've added so many new empires to play as now. I absolutely love those remasters. Obviously, you love them. You've got like 150 hours in already. What do you think, man? What do you think?
Definitely, like, graphics-wise, it's definitely better than when I remember playing it, or when you had to put the disc in.
Yeah.
I love all the new campaigns. I love that they've also kept the old ones. They've kept all of the old ones.
They've not got rid of anything. They've just added on top of it. That's what I really love about that.
Yeah, I've been slowly working my way, like, on the skirmishes, like, trying out the new civilizations as well.
Yeah.
Is it Burmese or something? It begins with a B that really have really cool infantry units.
Right.
From the castle, they're kind of, like, they kind of throw scimitars, but they do, like, stupid amounts of damage to buildings. And
nice.
If anything, like, cavalry or archers try to come anywhere near them, if you've got enough of them, they just demolish them.
Sweet. It'd be interesting to see them against the Britons longbowmen.
I don't think they got the range of that.
Yeah. it's such a great remaster, and they've done such a great job with upscaling those graphics, because they've not changed the look of the game in any way. They've not made it 3D or anything like that. They've just taken what was there. They've given it a 4K remaster, and the attention to the artwork, you know, all of the units, the buildings, the scenery, it just looks incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, you can, I can't remember if you could zoom in on the original one, but you can on this one.
I don't think you can. I've got the original here. I'll have to install it one day just so I can see the difference. I can see the full difference in front of me. I'm pretty sure you couldn't zoom. Obviously, now that is you know, a remaster, you can with the 4K. And it looks great no matter what the zoom. You know, you can zoom right in or zoom right out. It's fantastic.
I always have it zoomed right out just so I can see more.
But... yeah, I think that. Unless you're looking for some asshole villager that stopped working. Generally, it's like, yeah, I want to see as much as I can of the world.
It took me a while to actually find the idle villager button, because it used to be down by the minimap. Now
it's at the top. That is one thing that should be pointed out with this remaster. The UI is different. Things have moved. Where things used to be, they're not anymore. I remember when we played the other week, I was like, where is everything? Where is this? Like, things have moved. But yeah, it's a great game. And they've added stuff as well. They've added some stuff to the UI that's really handy.
They haven't added anything to the villagers AI, though.
No, they're as stupid as they always were. Yeah.
Because I had some villagers digging
I think
gold.
Their pathfinding might be a bit better, but their intelligence other than that is...
They were mining some gold down in the bottom. And literally, a few meters away, there was another gold mine, but they just...
They only mined this gold, and if that gold runs out, I stand there like an idiot.
No, they had to go up and round some trees to get to the... They could see the other gold mine.
Yeah.
But no, when they finished that gold mine, they walked to the top of the map.
To the other end of the map. Brilliant.
Yeah. For a gold mine in, like, an ally's town. And I'm like, what are you doing? So I was like, why is my gold taking so long to go up? Look, that gold mine's gone. Oh. Where's that villager coming from? And all I can see on the map is like little blue dots going up and down for the entire length of the map. I'm like, what are you doing? There's a gold mine there.
No, the gold is always golder on the other side. But their gold's shinier. I want that gold. I don't care if it's in the middle of the enemy village. I want it. It's good stuff, though. Have you played any of the new factions?
The Burmese.
Oh, sorry, you said you played the Burmese, yeah.
And the different African tribes, because there's
like a whole African campaign, isn't there, which you've been playing through.
So I've been playing through them, and I've finished two of them, and you're obviously different like factions in each.
Yeah.
Some of them are really cool with some really good units, but I haven't played a lot of the other ones. I guess
it's difficult with a game this old because you've got your favorite factions, and it's kind of like, oh, I just want to play them because that's my faction, you know. There's so much choice now. I'd love to know how many factions there are now. There must be like 100 of them at this point.
There's quite a few.
I reckon there's a good 20, 30 of them.
There only ever used to be like 10, wasn't there?
Something like that, yeah. And then you had obviously a few expansions after that. But yeah, it's amazing the depth of that roster now. It's great.
Yeah, and also like all the new units that come with the new factions there. Like elephant archers.
Oh, dude, that's such a cool idea.
Yeah, no, they're really good.
Yeah.
And they take a lot to kill. Because one of the campaigns I was doing, I can't remember if it was an African one or another one, because sort of when one got hard, I was like, right, I'll put that to sleep for a minute. I'll do another one.
Yeah.
But there's, I think it was one of the last missions that you're in this little walled off place with no resources. And to get resources, you had to like destroy buildings.
Right.
Which was quite cool. Mm. There's one mission, I think it was the Italians or something. Oh no, the Portuguese, where you start off with a few men and a load of monks, and
just have to convert people.
Yeah, you have to try and get this other guy on your side, but you can't kill more than I think 15 of his units.
Right, so you have to go out and convert them with the monks and stuff.
Yeah, so I'd run in with this. Run in with a scout, get
him to chase you, and then ambush them with monks.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's like such a funny visual, just imagining like getting ambushed by like 12 monks.
Yeah, it was an interesting concept, but
it's fun to mix up the gameplay like that, you know, especially when it's a game that's so old now. We've all played it so many times. Is nice that they've thought of some fun things to do. I always remember with Command and Conquer having to do the sell buildings to keep your resources going, you know, kind of thing. Good fun. Of course, Command and Conquer got remastered year before last. Fantastic remaster. And they did everything in 4K, and they remastered wherever possible all of the videos as well, because obviously when Command and Conquer came out in 1995, I think it was 95, huge deal that there were full video sequences with your mission briefings, were actors, all of that stuff. So they remastered all that as well, which is fantastic. And that too, like Age of Empires, you've got the zoom in, zoom out thing, was never there before.
I think I only ever really played Red Alert, and I didn't play that very much.
Yeah, you it's difficult because you started with kind of Age of Empires, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which obviously came out quite a few years. I mean, Age of Empires, I think, certainly Age of Empires 1 and 2, I think they were like late 90s. Whereas obviously Command and Conquer, the original, and Red Alert were kind of mid 90s. So I imagine you kind of struggled going backwards, if you know what I mean, because strategy games have kind of progressed since Command and Conquer, and you're kind of going back. It's like, well, I prefer Age of Empires because Age of Empires it's got more depth and more kind of strategy to it than the old Command and Conquer games.
And actually, I like all the like the history and the mythology behind the different units in the story. I like the historical storylines. I prefer that.
Yeah, and I mean, Age of Empires, as silly as that series is in some ways, it does have quite a lot of good historical stuff in there. The units make sense for the most part.
Yeah, like with
for the factions they're playing as.
With some of the campaigns, like the Genghis Khan and the Joan of Arc ones, they kind of try their best to stick to history.
It's not bad. You know, it's not bad. It's great fun. I might have to
get Command and Conquer though, because it would be nice to like switch it up a little bit.
Well, I will say that if you get Command and Conquer remastered, you get Command and Conquer and Red Alert. It's both games remastered.
All right.
So yeah, you get both in one. You get Command and Conquer and Red Alert.
Is it on Steam?
Oh yes.
I'm just gonna have a look.
Yeah, man. I don't know how much it costs on Steam. I got it when it came out, pretty much. And remastered soundtrack as well. I think you get the soundtrack like three times. You get the soundtrack as it was, the original soundtrack. You get the remastered soundtrack, and then you get the soundtrack covered by Frank Klepacki's metal covers band, which is great fun.
Command and Conquer Remastered Collection.
Yes.
Only $17.99. That's not too bad.
It's not too bad, and you get two games with it. Effectively, because you get the original Command and Conquer and Red Alert.
I'm going to put it on my wish list.
Put it on the wish list, and it's always useful putting games on your wish list because it will tell you when the price changes, which is kind of handy.
Oh, will it?
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure it does.
I see what's on my wish list. Elden Ring, Red Dead Online.
Well, Elden Ring being on your wish list is not a surprise to anyone listening to this show.
No, it comes out in January, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got Elden Ring, Red Dead Online, Ace Combat 7, Naval Action, Golf It. Like a bit of golf games.
Oh, do you? I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Only the silly kind of ones like
Golf It,
where it's got all the mad courses. Mario Golf. I don't like the serious golf games.
You're not into the like Lynx or any of those games.
No. And then now I've got
PGA Tour.
Golf It, Command and Conquer, and Aliens Fireteam Elite on my wish list.
One day we will play Aliens Fireteam. I think that when that comes down in price, I think a bunch of us together, that'll be a really fun game.
Yeah.
I reckon.
That naval action game is kind of like it's like the age of piracy, like is it 1700s or 1600s? It's like that where you can choose your ship and got to do missions, and yeah, it's just a big pirate naval thing. It looks brilliant.
That sounds fun. I don't know this game. I'll have to look it up.
I only found out about it because there was a advert on YouTube, and I normally skip them, but I saw ships and I was like, I'm gonna watch this.
That was one targeted ad they got right.
Yeah, that was that's the only game I've seen advertised on YouTube that I've actually put on my wish list.
Nice. Well, yeah, that's good. I think we'll have a lot of fun with Fireteam. I think we could
definitely
enjoy that. I'll look up that game. I didn't realize that was a thing. So
yeah, I've been watching Hat Films play the Alien Fireteam Elite.
Oh yeah,
and it does look really good.
Oh cool. 'Cause
there's different special aliens and hordes, and sort of you got like defend this bit where there's like loads of aliens coming at you. It looks really good.
And I think it's like one of those games I looked at it and I thought it looks really cool, but I bet it fucking sucks if you don't have friends to play it with. So I'm kind of like, let's wait till it comes down in price and we can all afford it and then we'll jump in.
Yeah. Oh, and Back for Blood's out now.
I saw that, but we've got two games to get through before we get to Back to Blood. So we've got to finish those off first. But have you got any other remasters you've played through the years? I know obviously Age of Empires is a big one, but
Dark Souls?
Yeah, of course they remastered Dark Souls, didn't they? So
they did.
How did you find the remaster of Dark Souls? Because obviously the original game wasn't that old when they remastered it, but HD textures, better lighting. Did they change anything else with it? What's your opinion of the remaster as a whole?
Well, I love Dark Souls.
Of course.
It's a really good game. The first time I tried to play it was on the PS3, the original version.
So that was that the first time you played a Dark Souls game?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get into it. I couldn't, get past the first boss. So
yeah,
I only played about 40 minutes of it on the PS3. And then when I was... like a year or so later, when I was just browsing through a game shop, I saw the remastered edition for PS4, and just something in me was like, this game beat you. That's not allowed. So
I must defeat this game.
I bought it and then played it. And after getting killed by the first boss a few times, I was like, right, I know what I need to do now. It's all about dodging, not just run up and attack.
Yeah.
And then, I really got into it.
And the love of Dark Souls was born from the remaster, which is interesting. You know, the remaster got you into that series of games. Now it's one of your biggest series, right? Maybe the biggest.
I will say, after playing Dark Souls 3 the most,
yeah,
going back to the first Dark Souls, you can definitely tell the graphics have got a bit better. It's a bit...
Sure.
It's a bit janky, but...
Yeah. But the gameplay is still there. Game. You know, the gameplay is still there. I mean, when we played it on stream a couple of months, a month ago or whenever it was, I still found it really playable, really good fun. That wasn't the remastered edition. That was the Prepare to Die edition. And I thought it was fine. I mean, the graphics aren't, you know, anything by today's standards, but that doesn't tend to bother me that much. As long as the gameplay's there, and the gameplay of Dark Souls is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the story, I've always said, I think, you know, the Dark Souls, certainly Dark Souls 1, it's got a really good story and really cool lore. Like, it's deeper than it first appears, because it appears to be really kind of basic in a dungeon kill things. But if you go looking for the story, you've got to look for it. But if you look for it, the story's there and it's actually really cool.
Their method of storytelling is not telling the story. You have to go find it.
That's the thing. It's like the story's there if you want to go find it. And I love that.
Yeah, but equally, if you don't go look for the story and you just want to play challenging game, then it still delivers.
Yeah.
But if you want to like go and explore and find the story and everything, then it's very, very immersive.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic game, and it was a really fantastic remaster. I remember like remasters have always been a thing. Obviously, there was like Super Mario All Stars back in the day, for the SNES, which was basically, you know, remakes of or upgraded versions of the original Super Mario Brothers games. But I always really like remasters and remakes. Mainly when I think of them, it is all kind of GameCube kind of onwards with the remasters. Like we had the Resident Evil remake for GameCube, which you've played now, because obviously that's been remastered several... The remaster has been remastered several times since then, and come out on everything. And then, for the PS3, we had like Silent Hill 2 remastered, which was a piece of shit. But, you know, it was remastered all the same. They ruined that game, dude. I don't know if you ever played the remaster, but it's awful.
I don't really think I've actually ever played a Silent Hill game.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. But yeah, the Silent Hill 2 remaster is terrible. The texture work they did for the HD is awful. The fog is awful. The draw distance is awful. It's just terrible. It's a really, really bad remaster that everyone was very excited for until they played it. And then
I really, really do like the remaster of the first three Spyro games, the Reignited Trilogy.
I have not played them, but they look incredible.
Yeah, because I remember playing it on the PS1. Spyro games on PS1. And obviously, back in that day, I was... a completionist, because it tell you how complete it was on the, if you went into the like memory card bit.
The thing is, back in the day when you're a kid as well, you can't afford many games, so you end up just playing the games you got to death and completing all of it, you know.
Yeah, but I remember the graphics being like all like cubey and stuff, PS2 graphics. But now they've left all the missions the same. All the secrets are still in the same place, but it's like full 3D. Looks amazing.
Gorgeous, doesn't it? It looks
sounds
really
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, that trilogy is great.
It looks like how you imagine they wanted it to look originally. It looks like a cartoon come to life now. It looks fantastic. And I know they did the same with Crash Bandicoot, but I think they kind of screwed up Crash a little.
It's good and it's very nostalgic, but they rounded off the hitbox.
They rounded off the hitbox, and I believe they also introduced elements that were part of Crash 3 and put them in all three of the games, which kind of screws up the first two games as well a little, from what I hear.
Yeah, but the hitbox was the big thing for me.
Of course, because it was pixel perfect jumping, and if you round it off... kind of screws everything up.
Yeah, because you could, like, on the old game, you could, like, land with your feet half off a platform and stay there. You do that in this one, you fall off. It's like,
and
come
that,
on.
That's the trouble, because you're used to playing it the way you used to play it. So that's the interesting thing with remasters or remakes, because obviously that's a remake, not really a remaster, they need to really consider, people remember these games. We played them all the time as kids or whatever. If you're going to remaster it, that's fine, but you're going to notice, as a fan of that game, you're going to notice immediately if they've changed the gameplay. It just won't feel right. It'll feel weird, and you're like, something's wrong.
Yeah, and this is why I love that Spyro remake, because it feels the same. It just looks better.
Yeah, yeah. I think Spyro, they nailed.
Yeah, no, they absolutely did. I've been playing that quite a bit as well.
Yeah, yeah. Have they added anything to the game, or is it just literally a straight remake of the trilogy?
I haven't noticed anything that they've added.
Right. I mean, not that they need to. They don't really need to. Those games are great fun. I remember playing
them. No, but that makes a good remake. If it feels the same as you remember,
yep.
It looks just, well, everything's the same as you remember, apart from like better graphics. I don't think they've added anything. I don't think they've messed with the gameplay at all.
That's great.
It's as good as it was when I was a kid.
Yeah, and that's what you want. I mean, I remember, you know, I think a lot of the time, remakes and remasters, or certainly remasters, it's not about changing the gameplay. It's about quality of life. It's quality of life for these games going forward. You know, let's update it for a modern audience, but keep the game as people remember it. Like, I was playing Quake on stream a couple of weeks ago. I loved that remaster. They've not really changed much. They've just updated the graphics a little, put it in 4K, you know, better textures, but the game still looks like Quake. It still plays like Quake. They've not really changed much. Same with Blood, one of my favorite FPSs of all time. Night Dive Studios, who did Quake as well, they did Blood before it. It's great. It feels like Blood. It's just got slight updates, better texture quality, that kind of stuff. That's all I need, you know, in some cases. And with Spyro, it looks like they nailed it. They didn't change the gameplay. They didn't mess about with it. It's just the original game looks way better. And that's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's why I actually bought it, because I was like, oh, I used to love playing this as a kid.
Yeah.
But I was a bit hesitant to buy it because obviously I bought the Crash one before and tried to play that. And
yeah,
it annoyed me so much that I sold it.
My housemate Nick had the same problem with Crash. He started playing it and he went off it because, for the same reason as you did, he remembers how to play Crash and suddenly it was different. It was like, oh.
Yeah. So I was a bit hesitant buying the Spyro trilogy. And then after like an hour or so playing it, I'm just like, this is how I remember it.
Yeah.
They haven't changed anything. It looks amazing. Oh, I feel like I'm back in my childhood now. This one's great.
Yeah, and you feel that need to 100% it again. I need to.
Oh, I'm gonna
do it.
It's on my PlayStation now, and I haven't fucking fired that thing up for a while.
Yeah, well, of course, that's the thing. I mean, you've got the PC now, and you're enjoying the history of PC games that you've missed over the years.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a wealth of things there, and that's the great thing about PC. I mean, generally, you can pretty much got a lot of old PC games here, and you can get most of them to still run if you really want to. And a lot of the stores like Steam Store will have all the old games going back.
Yeah. Well. Obviously, before I had a PC, constantly saying like how much I miss playing Age of Empires. That's probably why, dude, I put so many hours into it now.
But that's the thing, and I remember thinking that when you got your PC, the first game you bought was Age of Empires, and I was like, naturally, because you will spend the hours playing it. Like, you will. You'll get your money's worth, and you've already got your money's worth. I mean, some people spend that many hours. That's like the amount of hours they've put into Skyrim in total, and you've just done that in a couple of months with Age of Empires.
Probably a month, two months maybe something like that, because I remember as soon as I actually got my PC to work, because obviously it was playing up at the beginning.
Yeah.
And did I actually tell you how I fixed that?
You did. We have had this story, but tell it again, man.
I accidentally bent the pins of the CPU, and I had to put it in with quite a bit of force.
Yeah.
But the actual problem with it was the cable going from the motherboard into the power supply.
Right.
So I bought another one to see, because there was a pin missing on the cable with it. So if I'd noticed that before, I wouldn't have bent the pins on the bloody CPU by dropping it. But
yeah,
it works. So I got a nice new power cable.
Excellent.
And then it's just started up and started displaying. So
yeah, man, that's really cool.
But yeah, as soon as I got it working, I think within the first hour, I had bought Age of Empires.
Yeah, yeah. I think, it's interesting. I think when they get remasters and remakes right, they're fantastic. When they screw them up, like I said with Silent Hill 2, it's just anger-inducing. But when they do it right, like I think I love the GameCube Resident Evil remake. I think is fantastic. And I really love the Resident Evil 2 remake that they did. That game is just amazing. I used to go back and play Resident Evil 2, the PS1 version. Every couple of years, I'd go back and play it. I played it, probably last time I played it, it was probably about 3 years ago, all the way through, because it's a great game. And I was skeptical when the remake came out, but honestly, that remake is so good. It's like probably my preferred way to play it now. And I rarely say that about games. I like the original games, but that remake is just that good. I've not played Resident Evil 3 remake yet. I hear that's not so good, but Resident Evil 2 remake is just so good. They did such a good job with that. And it makes me excited. It makes me excited, you know, things like Spyro and Resident Evil 2. It proves that they can do it. You know, they can do remakes really well. We know they can do remasters, but remakes is a different, you know, different ball game. So when you hear about things like, oh, they're going to do a Dead Space remake, that gets me excited, man. That gets me really excited. Oh, yeah, dude, it's been announced. There is a Dead Space remake on the way.
Is it the original one just remade?
Yeah, I think so. They're just going to upgrade it, you know, modernize it. And I loved that first Dead Space game. It, you know, System Shock ripoff. Though it may be, in my opinion, I love the first Dead Space game. That game was awesome. And to be able to see that in the current generation of graphics and, you know, maybe add some extra bits here and there, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Maybe change, you know, the vents in the walls that the monsters come out of?
Yes.
Maybe change the look of them so they look like all the other vents. So you
can't
go... Normal vent. Oh, something's coming out of that one.
That was, you know, again, that was of its time. And if they update that, because that will be terrifying. Because like you said, it's very easy to know which ones were the suspect ones. If they remove that and you don't know which one is which, that's going to be awesome.
And if they put in a random element, because they always come out the same ones.
That's what I mean. Randomize it. You could, I mean, with a remaster with today's engines, you could actually have a vent system and have them in the vents to where you don't know where they're going. They've just got AI and they'll do what they want to do in the vents, you know? That would be great. Just having them jump out randomly at you.
I'm definitely going to have to get that. But there is there is a game that I really want to be remade.
I was going to say, let's talk about that. Games you would like to see remade or remastered.
I want them to redo the PS2 Need for Speed Most Wanted. Because working your way up through the blacklist, defeating the racers, building up your bounty and stuff, that was amazing. It actually had kind of like a storyline. I know the newer ones kind of do, but nothing.
That was
nothing
the one
like
for you.
That. Yeah, I really want them to remake that and maybe like put in like a few more members in the blacklist, because there's only 15, so maybe like right up to 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
With updated, the same cars, but just sort of...
better graphics.
Well, yeah, better graphics. I'd love to see that. And I'd love to see the original three Lara Croft games.
Yeah, the original Tomb Raider games remastered would be really fun. I'd like to lock the butler in the freezer in you know, in great HD graphics. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know they're a bit like linear, the missions.
But that's fine. That's the way they are. That's the way those games are.
It was fun. Yeah, you were going into the first one. You're going into like an actual like tomb, aren't you?
Yeah.
And the mountains, but yeah, I'd love to see the original three remastered.
That would be awesome, dude. I hadn't even thought about that, but that's a really cool game to remaster. Like because you could do it like they did with Spyro, and make it a trilogy as a remastered trilogy.
Yeah,
you get all three of the first original games. That'd be awesome. I'd love to see that. I was thinking I'd love to see MechWarrior 2 and MechWarrior 2 Mercenaries remastered. Obviously, we've got the Mech 5 engine now, which is great, and I think like, oh, it's perfect. You could just do that. I don't think they'd ever get the rights to those games because they're owned by Activision, who now are Blizzard, I think. But it would be really cool to see those remade. an old game called Realms of the Haunting I wrote down here, which I think is one of my all-time favorite horror games as a kid. I'd love to see that remade. But Black and White, have you ever played Black and White? Do you know what Black and White is?
Pokemon games?
No, although obviously there were Black and White Pokemon games. No, it was a game by Lionhead before they started making Fable games for the rest of their existence. Peter Molyneux, it was called Black and White, and you played as a god. It was a god game in the vein of old Peter Molyneux games. Basically, you played as a god, and you were given islands, and you have to gain influence over villagers. And the more villagers believe in you and the more they pray to you, the more power you get, and you have to go up against rival gods. But as part of that, you had creatures. You were given a creature. As a god, you have a creature, which is your presence on Earth, and you could choose which creature you had, and they start off as a baby, and then they grow into adulthood, and depending on how you treat them and how you raise them depends on the way they behave. So they're like, it's like a complicated Tamagotchi in a way. So you pick your creature, and you could have like a lion or a tiger or a cow or whatever you want. And the creature will grow. It's giant. It's a giant creature. And you have to teach it. You have to teach it things. So you play with it. You can get like a giant ball and teach it to play ball. You have to punish it if it misbehaves, or reward it if it misbehaves, if you want it to become evil. Like, it'll eat a villager, and you can decide whether you want to reward it for eating a villager or whether you want to tell it off for eating a villager, and it'll learn from that. And then eventually you set it off to fight of the other gods' creatures, and you have to try and win influence over the other gods. Really fun, and it's one of those games that doesn't, I have it running on my Windows 10 PC, it doesn't run very well. It's a pain in the ass to get running. So I would love to see that remastered and remade. That would probably be one of my top games, would be Black and White. Are there any other games you'd love to see remastered or remade? Because Tomb Raider is a good call. I hadn't even considered Tomb Raider. That's a great call.
Just trying to think off the top of my head what I used to play.
Star Wars Bounty Hunter.
Oh, yes.
I was expecting that to be the first one you came up with.
Oh, that's...
Because you could expand that, man. Imagine if they expanded that. Especially because you could, like, nowadays, the flight mechanic could be so much better. That'd be amazing. You could expand the world that you're in as the bounty hunter. Make better use of the jetpack with the verticality. It'd be awesome. Imagine the possibilities.
Star Wars Bounty Hunter is not on Steam. That's annoying.
Is it not? I thought it was. I thought it was. I'll have to have a look for that. I'm sure it came out on PC. But that remastered, dude.
That would be so good. There is a game that they are remastering. They're remastering or remaking, I'm not sure, Modern Warfare 2, which was the peak of Call of Duty.
I agree. It was the peak of Call of Duty. And I thought they already did. Oh, no, they did the first one, didn't they? They remastered the first one. So they're remastering 2. That's awesome.
Yes, but I'm a bit hesitant because the first one remastered was all right. The graphics were still a bit fucking shite. But...
Right, I didn't play it, but...
Well, I got it free when I...
Yeah, it came with, like, the latest... Wasn't it? Didn't they release it with, like, a crap game and everyone bought it just because they wanted the remaster of the first game?
Yeah, I think it was not Infinity War.
Yeah, it was the space one, wasn't it? Something like that.
It was Infinite Warfare, that's it.
Infinite Warfare, yeah. So you're worried about the remaster here?
Well, I have lots and lots of fond memories of, obviously...
Yeah.
Back in school, we'd all be talking about like when we're gonna get on the game later, and we'd all get on, like six or seven of us together, and all play Modern Warfare 2 and actually have a laugh, and it was amazing.
Mm.
Are they gonna fuck that up?
Because, I don't know. Well, that's always the worry with remasters and remakes, isn't it? Are they gonna do it justice? Are they gonna ruin it?
Because back in those days, when you had a match, when the game ended, all the same people would stay in the lobby to go to the next match. In this one, in the later ones, they don't. So you'll finish a match, and you'll be put into the next available lobby with different people.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, because half the fun was, like, say if they beat you,
you'd go back and get them. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd like single the person out that killed you.
I didn't realize they did that. Now that really sucks.
Yeah, they got a different lobby system now. It's a bit annoying.
Well, you would hope they'd keep the traditional lobby system for it, because that's how we used to play it. You know. Yeah, that's weird. I didn't know they did that. That sucks.
And I wonder if they're going to keep the same perks where you could have, I can't remember what it's called, but you had faster aim down sights.
Right.
And get the intervention sniper rifle and just run around quick scoping people. That was the most fun.
Yeah, I bet they end up nerfing that now.
Yeah, especially in the Modern Warfare 2019 one, the aim down sights of sniper rifles are atrocious.
Really?
Yeah. Unless you put a laser on that helps you aim down sights quicker, but then
right.
It like shows your position constantly.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
Yeah. Quick scoping was so much fun, because especially when you get the kill mic. So if you kill someone, you can hear their mic for a bit.
Yeah.
And it was always funny. You quick scope someone, and all you hear was, "Damn it!"
Well, let's hope they get it right, and let's hope that you get to hear that again in the near future.
I think they still got that that mechanic in like Warzone, because you kill someone and occasionally I've heard just like, "Fuck you."
Nice. It's half the fun, man. Did you ever play Alan Wake?
No.
Okay. I know Daz did. I just realized today they've got a remaster of Alan Wake out. I didn't realize they were remastering it, but that could be quite fun. I'm curious now, because now you're on PC, you'll now get to experience fan remasters, which happen quite often. So classic games that people used to enjoy on PC often get fan remakes and remasters, where they take existing games and remaster them, like Silent Hill 2, which they screwed up with the official remaster. There's a remaster on PC which is excellent, and it's my kind of preferred way of playing it now. And games like TIE Fighter, the original TIE Fighter, they took one of the more recent X-Wing games, X-Wing Alliance, and they remade TIE Fighter in that game, so you can play it with more modern graphics and all of that stuff. So hopefully, you know, one day you'll start enjoying the remasters of older games. Maybe one day someone will decide they're going to remaster Bounty Hunter for you, and you could give it a go. Give it a go as a remaster.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to have a quick look to see if it is.
I am sure that game was cut. That was released on PC, I'm sure. Unless I imagined it.
You can probably hear my atrocious...
I can hear the
mechanical keyboard.
Dude! Mechanical keyboards are the way. I love mechanical keyboards. I'm not a fan of these chiclet keyboards.
When my... Ooh.
Ooh, have you found it?
I typed in Star Wars Bounty Hunter PC, and...
Is it on like an abandoned
website? It came up on
a website
and it just says install game. So, yeah.
You might want to check the validity of that website and what might be getting downloaded with it.
Got a few screenshots of the graphics.
I'm
so used to modern graphics now that it's...
I don't know. Graphics, you know, graphics have never really bothered me. As much as I enjoy a remaster, I'm happy to play the original game as it was.
Oh, no. So am I, but it's just obviously being used to...
Yeah, it's jarring to see
So the memories I have of Star Wars Bounty Hunter I've kind of modernized the graphics in my head.
You do, don't you? It's weird how you do that. I do that. When I think of the original, like Resident Evil, for example, in my head, it looks way better than it actually does when I go back and look at it.
It's because it's what you're used to constantly.
Yep. Yeah.
So you remember a game, but your brain uses what you're used to. So you're like, oh, yeah, this game. And then you actually see a screenshot from it and you go, oh, Christ, it's not like I remember.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Those kind of rose-tinted view of games you played back as a kid.
The graphics, yeah, that's not what I remember, but that wouldn't stop me playing.
Oh, no, absolutely, dude, absolutely. We'll have to try and track it down. I'm sure it exists out there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't actually started making a Mandalorian game now.
I was thinking that, or just remaking Bounty Hunter, because effectively you are Mandalorian in it.
Yeah, you're
effectively.
Jango Fett. So,
you know, I'm surprised they haven't thought, hey, that's an easy thing we can do. Let's just take that game and remaster it. Because I know a bunch of people would play it, including you, obviously.
Yeah, well, I actually still need to get around to watching The Mandalorian.
Yeah, me too. I don't know if I can be bothered. Star Wars is just terrible these days. I can't bring myself to watch any of it anymore, I don't think.
See, I liked the original three and the three prequels.
Yeah, so I love the original three. I didn't like the prequels, although I feel like I should go back and watch them at some point.
Many people like them, but
I know a few people that really love them, you know.
No, I do. Especially, I like the first one because Darth Maul is my favorite character.
Oh, yeah.
Well, under Jango Fett. Jango Fett and then Darth Maul, because you can't beat Jango Fett.
No, well, no.
Unless you chop his head off.
yes.
And a lot of people hate on Hayden Christensen, the guy who played Anakin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, he's just acting like a bratty kid. And it's like, dude, that's what Anakin was. Sort of.
I think the problem is that's not what Anakin was in a lot of people's minds, and I think that's not Hayden Christensen's fault. I think that's the way they wrote the character, and I think it was a huge mistake. It's not his fault.
I reckon he played the role great.
I think he played the role as well as he could, considering the lines they gave him. I don't think it's his fault. He's a pretty good actor. We've seen him in other things. He was fine, you know.
Yeah, he does a lot of, he did some work on the animated Clone Wars series, didn't he?
Yes, now that, I did see some of that, and I was quite impressed with some of the Clone Wars stuff. That was really cool. I've not seen any of the new stuff, because they finished it, didn't they? Didn't they do a new series of Clone Wars to finish off?
I'm not sure. I've only seen, I haven't actually watched it. I've seen clips here and there where the videos have come up on, Facebook.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't watched Clone Wars and Rebels, because obviously Mr. Maul does make an appearance in those shows.
Yeah, well, I've started watching The Walking Dead. I'm on like season 10 now. So
I'm ahead of me now.
I think I'm like
you must be nearly
10,
at the end now, right?
Episode 19. They're still releasing episodes, aren't they? It's not quite finished.
It's ending this season, so yeah.
Well, yeah, season 11. I haven't quite got to that yet, but. Yeah, before I start watching anything else,
you need to finish. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I need to finish it, because I've started watching it like three times and never finished it. So
yeah.
And for some reason, I was thinking like last night, like I really want to go back and rewatch Breaking Bad.
Sure, I mean it's a great show, right?
And I want to start watching The Mandalorian. I want to start watching Clone Wars and Rebels and what is it? The other one, Bad Bunch. Bad Batch or something where they
I think he's called the Bad Batch. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, after Order 66, there's a batch of clones that don't turn.
I think they were like mutated or weird for some reason, so they don't get the order somehow.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
I think it was something. Yeah, like just a bad batch of clones. Like they were
just yeah. But I guess that benefited them in the long run, because then they're not under the order. Because I gather the order was like forced on them, wasn't it? Isn't that what they've said now? It was like programmed into them, so it's not like they didn't have a choice in the order.
Yeah, like a sub programming sort of to obey Palpatine.
Yeah. Well, dude, this has been a fun old chat on remasters and remakes. I figure 2 weeks' time we will be on. Pretty much Halloween weekend, won't we? I think the next time we do this,
let's have a look.
So I'm thinking maybe we should.
On the 31st will be the Sunday, and that is Halloween, isn't it?
It is indeed. So I reckon somewhere around that weekend, we should try and get another Left 4 Dead live stream going or something.
Yeah, I think that'll be my comeback to Twitch. I'll stream it to Twitch.
Yeah, sounds good. I think that'll be fun. We could do an Icons Horror and then head on over and play some Left 4 Dead, because I really enjoyed that.
You could always stream it to YouTube as I stream it to Twitch.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we could do both, a dual stream, and get both perspectives of the carnage.
Yeah, you know there's going to be someone somewhere. There's one of our listeners got two monitors up, just one of them muted, but they can see both sides.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool. Actually,
that'd be fun. I'm up for that. Maybe we should do that. We'll do a live stream.
Yeah, well, after it's done, obviously I save all my videos.
Yeah.
Because eventually I will like cut it up and put it onto YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But if you send me your perspective, or if I send you yours, because you're good at like switching the perspectives like you did with Minecraft,
mm-hmm.
we could kind of put together a video switching from perspectives.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Sounds good to me.
You did that for our Minecraft video. And
I think so, yeah.
I have no idea. We need to get back to Minecraft.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I'd be up for doing some Minecraft soon.
Obviously, nice, now that I'm on Minecraft. PC, we'll have to start again.
That's all right, though. We could do a whole new series starting from the beginning.
Yeah, I haven't actually played vanilla Minecraft on PC yet. I've been playing the Tekkit.
Yeah.
Which is, you got to like install that separately. But I've been doing a bit of solo stuff. And because there's so many more elements and so much more in it, it takes a longer time to get like established.
Yeah.
I think I've got like compressors and macerators and stuff now.
Nice.
All running off fucking like redstone engines and coal generators and stuff like that.
Right.
Because I'm trying to get to the moon, but fucking hell, there's a lot of stuff that goes behind it, and crafting all the stuff is,
I can imagine,
insane.
Man. Good fun though. I love a good bit of Minecraft. Yeah, we should definitely do Minecraft soon. We'll get back into Minecraft.
I'm going to play it in a minute. I'm going to go on to some creative building, and I'm going to build up like a town, like a kingdom, a medieval kingdom from scratch.
Nice. Well, if you end up doing a multiplayer, I'll come join you for a bit. And
You're always welcome to jump in on the games.
Absolutely.
It's gonna I can invite you to single player worlds, can't I? I think.
I think so. We'll figure it out.
I'll have a look. I might be able to like create a server and.
Yeah.
And then just build on there.
You can. You can just create a private server and build it as a single player server. You know.
Yeah.
But if you're jumping in, we could have a game.
Yeah, I think I might be able to set it up. So if I'm not online, you can jump in and build stuff as well.
Yeah. Awesome.
But my plan is
Minecraft.
A medieval town, city with a big castle, some docks and stuff like that. I'm just gonna have some fun.
That sounds great. Sounds like good fun. I love a bit of Minecraft. But
I love a good project.
Yes, projects are fun. Projects are fun. But yes, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back in 2 weeks doing something spooky for Halloween. And until then, take care. Let us know what your favorite remakes and remasters are. Why not? Give us a comment and let us know. But until then, stay safe and we'll catch you next time.
Cheers, guys. Bye.